Welcome, welcome, one and all. It's greetings, pleasant greetings right here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. So it is the business time when we talk about business and we're getting straight into it right here on the program. Now, my question is this, all right? What inconveniences, what cost-cutting measures right now that you experience or you've had other people experience that you are not in support of? You don't think, no, you can do this. You really don't. Now, let me cast your mind to just about two, maybe three decades ago, particularly towards the wake of the new century. That's 1999 into 2000. Now, during those long days of fuel queues, some of our older brothers and sisters will remember this, right? Black market traders were everywhere, talking about those for fuel. We used to queue for hours, sometimes even days. I remember going to Station Road, sometimes getting as far as then Ozuaba was a big deal for you to leave Elekai House to go and look for fuel. So I would come down there with my older cousins. We would queue for hours to get petrol. And I mean hours. It was a big deal those days, all because, you know, fuel was scarce. Yeah, that's when, you know, the refineries apparently went down. But anyway, so we were doing that. Whilst we were doing that, some people felt, look, whether or not there was fuel scarcity, certain things had to be done. Maybe it was financial constraints. But as at that time was the breakout of, in quote, different sitting positions. Up until that time, ladies and gentlemen, okay, I never saw two persons sat in front of a vehicle in my life in Port Harcourt. Never did. But that period, it started to prop up. Now is a mainstay. So the question now is, it's all in a bid to cut cost, right? So what would you not do in a bid to cut costs? Yes, things are expensive, right? Some people now are probably eating once a day, twice a day. Some people, however, will continue to eat three times a day. It's the nature of life. We cannot stop it. But there are some dangers to, in quote, cost-cutting measures, as we've seen in the past, where people will cut corners and compromise on safety, leading to accidents. Now, yesterday, if you remember, on the eyewitness report, somebody said, look, something very, in quotes, nice happened to him. He got to the park. He got to the junction where he was meant to take a taxi to Akpajo, all right? And then he saw that the taxi driver said, you know, please, Oga, because of this fuel subsidy, you know, we don't want to increase our price. So what will happen? Please, let four people sit behind and two in front. That way, we can still make some money and you don't need to pay any extra. Some people jumped at the idea. Right. Oh, great. This way, you know, we'll be managing. But then again, it hit me that if four people are now sat down behind a car originally designed for three passengers, it's not going to be comfortable. It truly isn't. And then the biggest worry for me is the safety concerns. What happens if another car rams this car from beside or behind? And then you now have two people in front. Right now, all over Nigeria, it's the normal thing now. People now sit two in front. In fact, in Benin, you know, and parts of Bayelsa, I've seen three people sat in front. Very funny story. But all of this, right, points to an adaptation. But is that adaptation worth it? Once again, my question is, what cost-cutting measure for the taxi driver and indeed for the passengers yesterday and maybe today who probably got to have that experience of sitting four behind, they probably say, well, it's a bit of an inconvenience, but what can I do? I don't want to pay 150 naira or 200 naira as the case may be so that I can get to work. So I will inconvenience myself. But it's not the only way people are cutting costs. Like yesterday night, there was no power up until this morning. And for the first time in a very long time, even when fuel was 500 and something naira, people used to turn their gen. Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, only one house on my street had its generating set on. Only one. But what about the food in your freezer? The chicken? What about the soup that you sweated to make? What about the safety? You not worried about it? So, let's get to have a conversation with you this morning.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, do us a favor, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't see it or hear it, please, please do not make mention of it. Please, thank you very much. And also, do not make inciting statements. Very important. Numbers to call: 0817923-0002. Did you get that? 0817923-0002. I hope you got that. Great. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. All right. The WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right. Are we good? Comprende? Now let's get the conversations on the road. We'll start off this morning with Michael speaking to us from Borukiri. Michael, good morning to you and welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning.
I thank God for keeping us alive to see this day and see all that this to come.
Oh, good.
Yes. Jude, what you just narrated, to me, it is not new. You know what I say? It's not new. I had my youth service in Gombe State, 2010 to 2011. Inside the taxi, we have four at the back, three at the front. In fact, four at the front, four at the back. That is, you have sitting by the driver's
by
side.
By the driver's side, yes.
Then you have two other persons sitting at the passenger's side. Then we have four at the back. On top of that, you now put goats at the trunk of the car. That's the boot. You put goats, livestock, that will be smelling all over you until you get your reservation. That is 2010 when there was no fuel subsidy. It was normal. Even at that, we don't drive where you have police, no safety. You just collect their money and you keep going. That is how I lived in that place for 1 year before I left. So to me, what you just said, now it's nothing new. Four at the front, four at the back. If you don't board it, people are ready to board. I'm telling you.
Well,
it is not wise. It is very dangerous.
Exactly. But Michael, that's the point, right? If you don't board, other people will board. But the question is, the reason why they are boarding those vehicles is because it's a cost-saving measure. Now, for them, they don't mind. But that's why I'm asking the question, right? So now that we are now in a much tighter situation that we probably were back in 2010 or 2000.
As a cab driver, I will not carry more than the normal. Even this, that two at the front is not even good. It is not a vehicle. You are killing your vehicle in the name of making it profit. You are killing the vehicle.
Michael, so that's what you know. That's what you know. So you say you will not do that. But some people, they will do. So now I'm asking you now. What cost-cutting measure you not do? You say you not take more than two people in your car. You won't overload your car. But what cost-cutting measures are you currently doing right now?
Jude, to be frank with you, what I do right now is that I try to explain to the passenger, and good enough, I'm having such that I don't run those distant trips that would take much.
Okay.
I run the normal ones that everybody is aware of. That is what I do. I don't run long distance that will attract more kids. I run the normal one that everybody here knows how much.
How much?
Everybody agrees on how much to pay. So to avoid wahala.
Oh, all right, Michael says to avoid wahala, he doesn't go far any longer. No long distances that will incur higher rates. He's comfortable with the short distances, and people can just pay what they can, and he can go home. George is on the line. George is speaking to us this morning from Elimbu. George, good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Yeah, I'm George. I'm from Elimbu.
Go on, please.
See this vehicle of carrying four people at the back, two people at the front, and all that. Yeah, it is not their fault.
I know.
This is where, number one, safety purpose, for real safety and all that. When I was in Abuja, when I was driving, four people are from Benue, Nasarawa to Abuja. two people at the front, four people at the back. That is how it has been done right from 2001 to date.
Mm.
If you go to Abuja, that's how they used to carry. Till now. Not when this situation of the fare increase and all that. You can't stop there.
We're not saying they should stop. George, the question is, they are cutting costs. The drivers want to make more money because obviously these are expensive. But the question is, which one would you not do? For some people, thank you very much, George. For some people, they would never, ever make that choice. If it's going to cost me 150 naira more, I will sit down more comfortably. There are some people who will not take along from here to worry, right? Some people will go to a bus park, pay 10, 8,000, whatever it costs, just so they can be comfortable. But for some others, they don't have that choice. What say you? We'll be back after the break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Oh, yes, indeed, we are back. Judo, what did you just do? Really nice way to start the day. Alex is saying, and this one says, Judo, there was a time when Makosa was everywhere in this country. I never could stop dancing. Thank you for bringing back those memories. And interesting, I just got a very interesting message here. I have to read this. This one's actually from Carl. Carl says, well, I was in Benin when Abilio Longoba took Nigeria by storm. Elders then complained. It seems the young ones all had bow legs from dancing Willow. Oh, yes. Like I said, it's Throwback Thursday. And I've become very fond of Thursdays. I don't know how this crept upon me, but yes, it is here. But anyway, welcome. This morning, our starter conversation is businesslike, and it is all about cost-cutting measures. Now, the question I asked, and still pertinent right now, is this. What cost-cutting measure, what inconveniences would you not subscribe to despite the harsh economic times that we're in? It's interesting to note that for as long as I can remember, many Nigerians have always complained, the economy is terrible, the economy is harsh, but somehow people used to go back, it's like that time was better than this time. Somehow they survived. But what cost-cutting measures, what cost-cutting inconveniences would you not subscribe to? Let me start by reading this message here. This one here is from Frank. Frank says, Jude, good morning. For me, there's something I would not subscribe to, and that is going to buy food that I don't know the source. There are lots of people these days, Jude, who are buying food, beverages that have no packaging, nothing whatsoever, all because it is cheaper than buying the ones from the proper brand. If you do that, you're doing it at your own risk. But Frank, it's cheaper. After all, you know, the thing on the kill Africa man. George is in Elingbo. Let's get to say hello to George once again. George, oh dear. Apologies, drop call scenarios. Now, you're back on, and let's get our conversations continuing right here on Hello Port Harcourt.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello Port Harcourt. 92.3 Nigeria United. Let's talk.
As always, do us a huge favor, turn down the volume of your radio set, refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Didn't see it, didn't hear it. Please, please, please do not make mention of it. All right, that means not make unsubstantiated and unverified claims. Very important that you don't do anything of the such. And very importantly, do not make inciting statements. Right, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH. We'll get there shortly. Numbers to call 0817923 0002. 0817923 0003. 0817923-0002, 0817923-0003. All right, don't forget those numbers. Call, there's a call screener. Just drop your name and your location. We'll get to have a great time with you this morning. Now, on Facebook, Kinsley Omachi says, Jude, for me, I would not like to jeopardize my safety and comfort by trying to inconvenience myself while traveling in the vehicle, especially a long journey, except it's a few kilometers close to me. All right, Kinsley, thank you very much. George is back from Elimbo. George, good morning to you, please.
Yes, we're discussing you went to market.
Yeah, indeed. Now, so, George, what I was trying to say that time is...
When I was coming from Lagos...
Yes.
When I was coming from Lagos, I carried a... I was driving from Lagos to Port Harcourt.
Okay.
I don't need to blow empty. So I have to carry two people so that I will not fill my tank to make it easy for me.
Fine.
You understand? So I have to carry like two people. So they gave me 10,000 naira each.
Wow.
It's supposed to be more than that. So I have to help them, you know, to not be lonely in the vehicle. Yet, police are still collecting money for me. Did you see it now?
Whoa. Wait, but it's your personal car, isn't it?
No, I have to. It's like a car. I bought a car from Lagos to somebody for somebody.
Wow.
So, police are still collecting money from me. My papers, everything are complete. So, they are still collecting money from me. So, the thing is that it's not easy. When you tell them, they said, oh boy, we are doing, you're not going to give us what you go chop.
Oh, yeah, but you're not the one, actually.
Anyway, they will finish up.
Well, you can finish it, George. Thank you very much. Knowledge is speaking to us from LMN. Knowledge, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
I want to thank you. I called yesterday concerning this, that I was coming back. I entered the target regarding slaughter.
Oh, you were the one. Oh, awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
So I'm very grateful you brought up this topic. See, like what I told you yesterday, I was surprised when the driver said, please, let's stay for... and two at the front, so that we'll still pay the normal price instead of us to increase the money. I said, wow. I joined. If you're not comfortable with it, you can still pay if you have the money. They're just trying to see how they can make things easier for them and also easier for the passengers. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I don't get me wrong, Knowledge. I understand you. And like I said, right, this is something that started showing up back in 1999 and 2000, where people, you know, sit more. Back in those days, even, people, when we used to ride on motorcycle, Okada, it used to be one. But when fuel was scarce, when I started to see two, three people on one Okada, one on motorcycles, just so they can save costs. But the question is, some people would never do that. And that's why I'm asking, what are those costs? Saving measures that you will not do. What are they? That's what I want to find out from you.
All right. Like, actually, before, I would never allow anybody to sit at that back seat. If we are three. But based on what we are seeing now, we should always try and help people. That's what I thought. I just said, okay, let's just do it. I entered. Understand? Normally, me, I would never do that before. But now, you don't have options. Just have, even if you have the money, you also consider others.
Okay. All right. Even if you have the money, that's knowledge. So you also have to consider others. WhatsApp now, 0090306416. 0090306416. Jude, I am an Ikwerre man. And as an Ikwerre man, Gary is a must. And to make things even more interesting, I must eat my Gary with goat meat. But no matter how expensive goat meat is, I will always eat. In fact, I would rather eat and give every other person around me pomo. But for me, I... Okay, this has to be the message of the day. Oh my God! He says, "I would rather eat my goat meat. I give everybody around me pomo. I will not play with my goat." Oh my God! This is serious. This is serious. So you have what's that phrase? That milk of human kindness to share your meat with anybody. Oh my God, the way of carrying passengers is a risk. That way, I mean, of carrying passengers is a risk. If any accident happens, the passengers will not survive it because their sitting position is jam packed. Life is good when you preserve it. No matter what happens, remember, you don't play with your life. I will never inconvenience myself in such sitting position. Remember, I told you there's some people, no matter what happens, they won't. For them, safety is paramount at whatever cost. There really isn't any price for life. It's a very interesting balance you have this morning. If you know, for example, and I'll be very honest, I know that when you have two people sat in front in the vehicle that's not designed to have two people sat in front comfortably, it's a risk. And I see every time, sometimes when I'm sat down in the front of the car, I'm worried, what if this driver has to step on the brakes suddenly? My head, several times, has hit the side pillar or the window beside me, all because I was not sat down properly. And you see the irony, if you were to be stopped by the Federal Road Safety Corps, right, the Federal Road Safety Corps marshals, and they tell you, bros, see, this thing you are doing is overloading, it's wrong, and we have to fine you. Some managers will turn and look at this same marshal and say, evil, Babele, you want to just punish us. Now you give us money. But the person is actually telling you the truth. The person is telling you the truth. It's a risk. And if we're honest, many of those accidents that you find, particularly on the highways, where there are fatalities, let's be honest, a lot of the times, these accidents, right, could have been survived, or survivable rather. However, because people are rammed in like sardines, it's difficult. And then, let's not forget, a lot of the structural integrity of those vehicles have been compromised. But we're cutting costs. The man whose bus we're getting into, right, knows that they don't jam this motor. I don't panabita. Make my bikin chop as well. He knows. A few years ago, a friend of mine, Richard, right, was in a very terrible accident, right, somewhere along this Owerri, Port Harcourt Road, right. Freak accident. You know when you're just driving and maybe your tire just pulls off, or maybe you get into a bump, a pothole, and, you know, ordinarily you're able to control the movement of the vehicle, but that day, you know, it just didn't happen. He got into the bush, his car ran the tree. When we saw pictures of the vehicle, right, we all gasped in fear. The only reason why Richard survived was because he had a car that had an airbag installed. That's the only reason. That's the only reason. Airbags. So imagine if the car had airbags and then three people or two people were sat down in front and that accident occurred. Do you think the airbags would have protected both passengers appropriately? But once again, this is just not about cars. No, like I said, there are other ways people are cutting costs. Which one would you not do? Well, this one says, is it the free bus where everybody's weight of the bus will come upon you? Ability is my name. That's another question. So here in River State, you have the free buses courtesy of the River State government, but you do know that because it's free, there's going to be a long queue, right, to get on those buses. And sometimes, I've not seen them, if I'm honest, but I have heard that sometimes they can be packed. What I mean, packed. People are standing on the aisles in the buses. And you know how it is. Everybody wants to get on the bus. But see, by that alone, the safety, the integrity of that bus is already compromised. But, you know, hey, we don't really care. As long as we get to where we're getting to safely. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. The WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809 030 64 0816-08-09-030-6416. Numbers to call 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. I wasn't too fast. I've been accused of being too fast when I'm calling out the numbers. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. All right, so drop your name and your location, and we get to have a conversation with you this morning. If you're just joining us, please, I'm asking a question about cost-saving measures. We're talking about the inflation now, managing your resources. What exactly are the things that you would not do? You wouldn't do that because things are so expensive. Some people are doing it. You don't blame them. We have to adapt one way or the other. But what are those things that you would not do because of the inflation? That's what I want to find out from you. Treasure is on the line this morning. Treasure is speaking to us from Choba. Treasure, good morning to you, please. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Treasure. Good morning.
Yeah.
Go on, please.
Is that?
Go on, you called. You want to join the conversation?
Okay.
Hello?
I said the one I can never do.
Yes.
Is to sit at the back of taxi, and we are four in number, and it's 500. That's the one I can never do.
Have you experienced it? Okay, if it's 500, how much would you pay instead?
It's still 500 for four person at the back. From St. John to Choba.
But what?
So that is one I can never do. And sitting in the front.
Okay.
We're lapping someone and we are three in there. Ah, it's very hard. I'd rather trek.
You are trek?
Thank you.
Really?
I'd rather trek.
Treasure says, I'd rather trek. We'll not do that. But funny thing is, people are doing it. And we're not putting them down. But it's a way to cut costs. Even before the fuel increase, how many of you are sat down in vehicles where a mother, you know, is we call it lapping, you know, has two of her children on her thighs? It's uncomfortable. But, you know, what do you want her to do? She can't afford another 100 naira fare, you know, for the son or daughter to sit down comfortably. She can't. It's not just, you know, hey, it's not just her thing. All right. Good morning. This is Fifi from Rukboku. Says the Rukboku and Eka Road, to be precise. We have, okay, that's power. Secondly, the poor and terrible states. Okay. I bet you lots. Okay, let me read this carefully. Chris is an artillery. Chris, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Yeah. What I will not do in this kind of situation. So use my generator, maybe I bought 20 liters of fuel, 700, give my neighbor. I'll not do that.
You will not do that one. Because it's too expensive.
Yeah. Square line is more than 50.
It's two liter
now, or 1 liter, so how much? Or to use it to start the charge phone.
But what if your neighbor brings the fuel for you?
You can manage my generator.
You manage the generator. But let me ask you, Chris. What if your wife gave birth last week? One of my neighbors, right, has a baby, and you know how babies are. When it's hot, they'll start to cry.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to put on the generator so they can use the fan.
You don't get me. It's my transfer and speaking is involved. I will do it.
You will do it?
I will do that one.
Ah, okay.
For the sake of the baby.
For the sake of the baby. Okay. All right, Chris.
For the sake of the baby.
All right, thank you very much, Chris. For the sake of the baby, yes, we'll do that. Now, you know, I asked that question. A few years ago, my friend's baby had just arrived. Everybody was ecstatic. And, you know, true to form, as Nigeria that we are in, the power went out. The power went out. And everybody in the house was waiting with bated breath. Like, now this power has gone out. Well, my uncle put on this generator. This baby is in this household. This baby will cry. This baby. Everybody will have to carry fan and find this baby to sleep. After about five, ten minutes, you know, we had the call, hey, somebody should go out on the generator. And everyone like, yes, come on. Thank God, this baby has come. The real reason why I wanted the generator was because we were watching a football match. It was about, what, 8 o'clock or something. I think it was one of those Champions League games years ago. Anyway, we were so happy that the baby was in the house because, obviously, as long as the baby is there, the gen had to be on for the comfort of this baby. Mm. Indeed. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's why you send us your messages. Thank you very much. At Nigeria Info PH. That's where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook, on Twitter. Let me quickly jump onto Twitter before we wrap around and go on to another conversation. Like I told you earlier on, I'll be taking you to the 2000s and to the 80s. Indeed, I'll take you to the 80s today. It's throwback. We have a lot of great songs that some people maybe have forgotten, but it is my job today to get you all in that space to have a great time whilst we're having great conversations. Yes, things are difficult, but things have always been difficult. The only reason why you've been here, you have made it thus far, is because you thrived. And I want to encourage you to continue to thrive. Good morning, Jude. When it comes to food, the quality is paramount for me. And I'm not talking about necessarily being overly expensive, but I want to know that where I buy my food from is fresh. A lot of people these days are buying food that is not fresh because of the cost. The worst thing anybody can do to themselves is to buy spoiled tomatoes. It's expensive. I see people doing it and I shake my head. If only they knew the risks. Spoiled tomatoes. Risk. I need to read that up. I think I saw something like that before. I cannot tell exactly what it is. But you know what? When we have a break, I will do a quick research. You know, in the market, when you want to buy tomatoes, right, you buy your rock-hard tomatoes, you know, very fresh, very firm. Then you have the ones that are going bad. You know, some of the market women, they put it separately. Obviously, it's cheaper. You know, you probably buy 500 naira, it looks plenty. You grind it, make your stew. That's what we've been doing for years. But I remember seeing something. I'm not quite sure. But now this person has brought it up. You know, yeah, quality of food is important, right? Don't compromise on your quality. I will need to research that. I'll do that quickly and get back to you on this one. Because, yeah.
You no longer have to miss any...
Nobody wants to get something into their system that, you know, causes harm, you know. I will read this up. Rotten tomatoes, right? Why you shouldn't eat rotten... Let me just quickly search that out, right? Why you shouldn't eat rotten tomatoes. Let me get that up, all right? Rotten tomatoes. Right, I saw that a while ago. Okay. All right. I need to read this, please. Let me read this. Eating rotten tomatoes. Thank you very much. That's from IJ. Eating rotten tomatoes does not immediately affect you, but they contain a fungus called Aspergillus and aflatoxins. These microorganisms cause cancer. Okay. Let me read this again. Eating rotten tomatoes does not immediately affect you, but they contain a fungus called Aspergillus and aflatoxins. These microorganisms cause cancer. The toxins slowly lower your immune system, leading to organ failure such as liver and kidney. Well, we learn something every day. Okay, IJ, thank you very much.